the sense of value.
耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
The Lord our God, the Lord is one.
独一的主宰。
He is the only God.
所以如果我们对神认识很深，你就发现神是至宝，其他都是粪土。
If we really know our God, we will recognize that He is the most precious and everything else is rubbish.
当然世界有很多很宝贵的。
Of course, there are many good things in the world.
但是一旦对神有认识，
But once we come to know God,
因为神的价值太大，其他都是粪土。
Because the value of God is so precious that everything by comparison is rubbish.
所以他是独一我们一生的主宰。
Therefore, He is the only God of our whole life.
那这个价值观确定了，我们才会真的很重视宗教教育。
Once we have the sense of value, then we will place emphasis on religious education.
不然的话，世界的价值观会带我们把我们的家庭带往世俗的方向。
Otherwise, our value of the things of this world will mislead us.
好，那接下去就是要第五节哦，尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
And verse 5 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength."
哦，很多人这个神啊，不是又真又活的神。
For a lot of people, this God is not the true and living God.
这个神是什么？马门。
This God instead is mammon.
尽心、尽性、尽力啊，头脑想的，晚上睡觉起来，头脑的目标就是钱。
They actually do the very best with their heart, soul, and strength, thinking about money.
所以神是这么的尊贵，值得我们一生投入最大一切所有来爱他。
God is so precious that He's worthy of our effort from the heart, from the soul, from our strength to love Him.
所以人生最大的损失是什么？
So what is the greatest loss in life?
不是没有赚到钱。
It's not that we did not make money.
也不是没有受好的教育。
It's not that we did not receive a good education.
也不是失去健康。
It's not that we lose good health.
人生最大的损失是失去的这一位神。
The greatest loss in life is losing this God.
不知道来追求这一位神。
Not knowing to pursue this God.
或者被这一位神所舍弃。
Or to be forsaken by this God.
这是最大的损失。
This is the greatest loss.
好，我们回来看耶利米书的第十章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 10.
好，耶利米书第十章的第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 10.
耶和华是真神。
The Lord is a true God.
他的价值不改变，存在不改变。
His value and his existence do not change.
那被神纪念，那个纪念永远不改变。
And the remembrance by God does not ever change.
所以我们一生最重要是什么？不是被谁纪念。
So what is most important is life is not that we are remembered by someone.
你这样想想看哦。
If you think about it.
我们的公公什么名字？可能大部分都知道吧。
We probably all know who our grandfather is.
那他爸爸什么名字？谁知道
？And what's the name of his father？
我们公公的爸爸什么名字
？What's the name of our grandfather？
来，谁知道的举手
？Who knows your grandfather's father's name？
只有一个，只有一个
，There's only one。
一个，那再上去，他爸爸什么名字
？What about his father's name？
好，所以这样推哈，三代我们孙子有可能不知道我们名字。
If we push this to about the third generation, then you already see that they already may not know the name.
他只知道阿公，他不知道你什么名字。
They know this is your grandfather, but they do not know what the name is.
那他的孩子更谈不上了，完全都不知道我们什么名字。
Then all the more when you push it to one generation further.
所以年纪大享受自己孙子很老，但不要忘记神。
So when we're getting older, and it's great that we can enjoy our grandchildren, but let us not forget God.
因为有一天你孙子会忘记你啊。
Because your grandchildren may forget you.
但是神不会忘记我。
But God will never forget you.
所以如果为着孙子而被神忘记，这太可惜了。
For the sake of your grandchildren, if you're forgotten by God, then this is not worth it.
神是真的。
God is true.
亚伯兰死了几百年，圣经说神纪念亚伯兰。
The Bible said that after Abraham had passed for hundreds of years, God still remembered him.
古圣徒都被纪念在圣经，这都是神纪念的。
The old saints were recorded in the Bible, and these were all remembered by God.
神是真的，太可贵了。
God is true and is too precious.
再回来看第十章。
Let's go back to chapter 10.
第十节说，神是活神。
Verse 10 says, He is the living God.
活是什么？
What does living mean?
他可以跟我们有互动。
He can have interaction with us.
所以我们可以对他有体验。
Therefore, we can experience him.
所以我们讲的这个道理是围绕活生生的一个神。
The truth is really surrounding this God who's living.
不是在学校学一门学问。
It's not just some kind of knowledge we learn from school.
是很冷冰冰的一个知识。
It's not just knowledge that is very cold.
我们对神有体验。
We can experience God.
所以信仰会变得活泼。
Therefore, our faith can be alive.
跟神越亲近，信仰越活泼。
The closer we are to God, the more active our faith is.
因为神是活的。
Because God is living.
神活在我们里面，信仰就活泼了。
When God lives in us, our faith will be active.
所以有时候我们看到人的年纪虽然很大，信仰很活泼。
Sometimes you see someone who may be really old, but his faith is very active still.
因为神活在他里面。
Because God lives in him.
但是有的虽然很年轻，
Some may be very young.
信仰好像没有什么力量。
But their faith is without strength.
因为神没有活在他里面。
Because God does not live in him.
神是活的。
God is living.
所以信仰有没有力量，有没有活泼，就是在代表神有没有活在我们里面。
Whether our faith is active or not in us represent whether God lives in us.
所以有时候我们信主久了，不要让我们的信仰变成好像一个例行公事。
After we have believed for a long time, let us not let our faith become a formality.
有气无力。
That it has no real strength.
那追求神活在我们里面，信仰都会很活泼。
We need to pursue God, and when God lives in us, then our faith will be active.
所以我们所拜的神虽然看不见。
Our God, that we worship cannot be seen.
可以体验得到。
But he can be experienced.
好像一个弟兄讲，他听到很多的理论，圣经的理论。
A Bible shared that he had heard a lot of explanation from the Bible.
当他体验到神。
But when he experienced God,
他就知道这一套理论都是对的。
And he knew this explanation were all right.
如果我们对神没有体验，这个理论可能是不对的。
If we do not really experience God, then we cannot understand this theory.
就好像科学的一些定理，你没有办法，这科学理论一定可以实验。
Just like there are some scientific laws that can be experimented on.
所以神是活的。
So God is living.
那接下去说，他是永远的王。
Follows by saying that he is the everlasting king.
王就是他有权柄，他掌管一切。
King has power and he controls everything.
他是看不见的一个王。
He is the invisible king.
所以我们的老板如果上班老板上面还有一个老板。
Our supervisor at work usually would have a supervisor above him.
那个在上面的老板就是我们的神。
But the one above is really our God.
所以神如果要把工作给我们，那个工作就是我们的。
If God wants to give us the job, that job is ours.
因为他上面还有一个王。
Because above our supervisor, there's a king.
所以如果跟神像朋友一样。
If we are friend with God.
你的朋友就是天上的王。
And your friend is the God in heaven.
怎么会弄到没有饭吃呢？
How would it come to the point that you would be without food?
不可能的。
It's impossible.
因为他是王啊。
Because he is the king.
你看下面说，他一发怒，地大震动。
It says, at his wrath, the earth will tremble.
他一恼怒，列国都担当不起。
And the nations will not be able to endure his indignation.
所以他要做什么，他就做什么。
Therefore, he would do whatever he would like.
没有人挡得住。
No one can stop him.
所以这也告诉我们我们一生最怕的一件事情是什么
？This is also telling us what is the thing we fear the most in life.
得罪神。
To offend God.
最勇敢的人是什么
？Who is the bravest person?
不是不怕死。
It's not someone who's not afraid of dying.
最勇敢的人是不怕神。
But the bravest person is one who does not fear God.
但是世界上到处都是很多勇敢的人。
However, there are so many such brave people in this world.
真的怕神的没有几个。
The ones who truly fear God, there are far and few in between.
大部分人都不怕神。
Most people do not fear God.
神一发怒，地大震动。
When God show his wrath, the earth will tremble.
所以中国有一句话说，祸罪于天，无所导也。你如果得罪天哦，就是神哦，谁都没有办法帮上忙。
There is a saying in Chinese that if you offend the heaven, then no one can help you.
所以一生哦，最需要怕的就怕神。
So the thing that we should fear the most in life is God.
那敬畏神就会远离恶事。
When we fear God, we will shun evil.
所以我们所拜的神是又真又活的神。
The God that we worship is a true and living God.
好，那这一位神的本质是本性是什么？
What is the essence of this God?
好，我们来看十二节一直到十三节，请读。
We'll read verse 12 and 13. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens.And he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries.
这个十二节哈，第一个就是在讲神的能力。
In verse 12, the first thing it mentioned is the power of God.
他有能力创造大地。
By his power, he made the earth.
大地的大，我没有办法了解。
No one can understand how great the earth is.
这是神造的。
This is created by God.
所以神的伟大没有办法了解。
So no one can really understand the greatness of God.
所以圣经说，一神超乎众人之上。
The Bible says that this God is above all men.
历史上有很多伟人。
In the history, there are many great men.
非常出名。
There are many of them who are famous.
影响非常大。
Their influence were great.
死的还被崇拜。
Even after death, they are still being respected.
如果人都能够被崇拜。
If men can even be respected,
那神用他的力量创造大地，更值得我们来拜。
Then our God, who created the world with His power, should be all the more worthy of our worship.
所以我们拜神的原因，不是因为我们从神得到什么。
The reason that we worship God is not that we have received something from Him.
如果因为我们从神得到什么而拜什么，那有一点变成功利。
If we worship something because we have been given something by it, then there's a give and take.
所以约伯记里面呢，魔鬼跟神在对话。
In Job, when Satan was conversing with God,
那魔鬼就告诉神约伯拜你有原因。
Satan said to God, Job worship you for a reason.
因为你是他这么好啊。
Because you have blessed him with so much.
那如果把这些东西拿掉，他就把你弃掉了。
If you take away all this blessing, then he would forsake you.
这个好像这是世界上的现实没有利益就没有朋友。
This seems like the practicality of this world that without profit, you have no friend.
但是神就允许魔鬼有限度的来试探约伯。
But God allows Satan to have some degree of temptation on Job.
那约伯还是持守信仰的纯正。
But Job kept onto the purity of his faith.
那现在魔鬼又来了。
Now Satan came again.
那神就讲。
And God said,
你生命可以不可以除掉？那其他你都可以。
You cannot touch his life, but you can take everything else.
但是在这个试炼里面，约伯的太太就变成很现实。
But then we saw that Job's wife became very practical.
你拜神拜到这样，弃掉神死掉算了。
She said, "This is the God that you worship. If you get to this point, just curse him and die."
那约伯拜神是因为神很伟大。
Job worshipped God because he thought that God was great.
所以他拜他当神。
Therefore, he worshipped God.
他太太拜神是因为神给他们什么？
The wife worshipped God is.Because God gave them something.
那现在神把给他的拿回去，关系就结束了。
Now, when God took away the things that He gave them, then that relationship is over.
请问贝多芬给我们什么？
Question: What did Beethoven give us?
没有啊。
Nothing.
但是他很伟大。
But he is considered great.
他创造很好的音乐啊。
He had composed a lot of great music.
所以我们看神的伟大，他值得我们拜。
So when we look at the greatness of God, He is truly worthy of our worship.
到最后，我们信仰是因为他很伟大，而不是他给我们什么。
At the end, what it really comes down to is that He is great, not that He had given us something.
我们是从他而出的。
We come from Him.
所以我们应该要拜他。
We therefore need to worship.
下面说，他用智慧建立世界，用聪明铺当穹苍。
He has established the world by His wisdom.
这神的智慧没有办法了解。
The wisdom of God cannot be understood.
所以我们看知识实在是浩瀚无穷。
So, His knowledge is really beyond boundary.
这就是在发现神的创造。
This is found in the creation of God.
那是三节。
Verse 13. When He utters His voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth.He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of His treasury.
从天上下雨是因为神发生，神让它下雨。
The rain comes down because God causes it to.
那一下雨，百物就可以滋生、滋润。
With the rain, everything can be nourished.
那神使云雾从地极上腾。
And He causes the vapors to ascend.
那云雾上腾，吸收热量就不会太热。
With the vapors, the heat in the air would be absorbed and it would not be too hot.
他造电随雨而闪。
He makes lightning for the rain.
在打雷的过程会产生很多化学的元素变成肥料。
There are a lot of chemical reactions that take place during lightning and they become fertilizers.
他从府处带出风来。
And He brings the wind out of His treasuries.
带给我们清新的空气。
He gives us fresh air.
带给我们夏天的这种凉风。
He gives us the cool wind during the summer.
这就是代表神的爱。
This is the love of God.
所以在他的创造里面，我们看到神的能力的伟大，神智慧的无穷，还有神爱的丰盛。
In His creation, we can see the greatness of His power and the depth of His wisdom as well as His love.
所以这一位神是至宝。
Therefore, this God is.Is good.
因此对以色列百姓离弃神呢，神真的爱他们，要他们觉悟。
Even when the Israelites left him, he still tried to make them understand.
他怎么提醒都提不醒，那最后一个方法怎么觉悟呢？让他觉悟呢？
Reminding them without any result. And so, what did he do at the end?
18.
For thus says the Lord.Behold, I will throw out at this time the inhabitants of the land and will distress them that they may find it so.
这个第十章的十八节说此地的居民好像用机旋甩出去又加在他身上使他们觉悟。
So it says here that the inhabitants of the land would be thrown out, soAnd they will also be distressed so that they can actually realize.
可见呢，人要觉悟哈，如果能够在平安的时候觉悟是最好。
We can see that if we are able to realize what God wants us to understand in peace, then that's the best.
但是常常我们在平安的时候最容易忘记神。
But oftentimes it is during the peaceful time that we forget God.
那这在《申命记》里面呢，摩西已经预。神感动他，他已经先写下来了。生活一平安，你们会忘记神。
In Deuteronomy, God already moved Moses to write down that they will forsake God in peace.
所以有时候我们大家都想望生活平静安稳，这样最好。
Sometimes we all wish to have a very peaceful life.
但是真的，这个很平安的生活，另外一面就信仰很大的考验。
But it is also during the peaceful times that our faith is tested.
因为一平安了，我们就觉得没有神，我也可以活得很好。
This is the time when we feel that if God does not, if I don't have God, I can also live very well.
忘记了，我们活在平安里面，其实是因为神的恩典。
We forget that the reason why we live in peace is God Himself.
所以才有一句话说，死于安乐。
That's why there is a saying that we are die in peace, in bliss.
那阿摩斯书里面就讲神憎恶雅各的荣华。
And in Amos, it mentioned that God detests the glory of Jacob.
为什么? 因为生活太平安了, 人心都离开神。
This is because when they're in such peace, they forsook God.
生于忧患, 人在忧患当中啊, 属灵的生命就会开始活泼。
But in affliction, our faith will become alive again.
那这不是说我们要求神加给我们忧患。
This is not saying that we are asking God to give us affliction. But to remind us that if we can worship God even in times of peace, then this is the best.
好，我们再回来看第十章的二十三节跟二十四节。
Let's come back to chapter 10 and read verse 23 and 24. 23. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. 24. O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing.
好，这个二十三节、二十四节说，我们的脚步不由自己。
Verse 23 and 24 say that our steps are not really our own.
人不能定自己的脚步。
We cannot direct our own steps.
因为我们都活在神的主权之下。
Because we live under the sovereignty of God.
所以有时候我们在想哦， 20年前你能够想象说我现在会坐在这里吗？
If you think about it, 20 years ago, would you know that you will be here today?
20年前我们能够预测我现在的生活吗？
20 years ago, could you have predicted your life today?
我没有办法知道。
Not possible.
我们可以想象20年后我们会怎么样的活着呢？
Can we imagine what life will be 20 years from now?
我们也没有办法想象。
It's impossible.
因为这不是我们能控制的。
Because this is beyond our control.
那谁控制?
So who controls it then?
是神在指引我们的脚步。
It is God who directs our steps.
所以我们再想一个问题。
Let's think about another question.
那人真的不能决定自己的脚步吗?
Can men really not determine his own step?
可以不可以?
Can we?
我们不能决定自己脚步。
Can we not decide our own step?
可以还是不可以?
Can we or not?
如果我们看那个生命记,
if we look at Deuteronomy,
神告诉他说, 我现在将祝福跟咒诅的话都摆在你面前。
God said, I place the blessing and the curse before you.
你如果顺从神的话, 就蒙福。
If you follow the word of God, you shall be blessed.
就可以住在这一块地。
You shall live in this promised land.
你如果违背神弃掉神就会受咒诅。
If you disobey and forsake God, then you shall be cursed.
从这样来了解, 人不能决定自己的前途。
From this, can we say that men can determine their steps?
Yes, 可以的。
Yes.
如果我们顺从神的话,
if we obey the word of God,
神一定蒙福带领我们一个进入牛奶与蜜之地。
God will bless us and bring us into the land flowing with milk and honey.
如果我们违背神的话,
however, if we disobey God's word,
到最后就是毁灭。
Then we shall face destruction.
但是最后决定还是在神。
But the ultimate decision is with God.
但神的决定是根据我们对神的态度来决定。
However, his decision is dependent on our attitude.
所以先知才一直呼吁他们要回头悔改啊。
That's why the prophets kept beckoning them to return and repent.
神的意念是平安。
The will of God is to give peace.
那怎么得平安?
So how do we receive this peace?
回归向神。
We need to return to God.
神的意念不是降灾祸。
The will of God is not to bring calamities.
但是你不回归向神, 灾祸就来。
But if you do not return back to God, then this calamity is welcome.
所以平安跟灾祸是神在决定。
Peace and calamities are determined by God.
那神怎么决定?
How does God decide?
看我们有没有回归向神，还是选择离开神。
He will look at whether we return to Him or we choose to forsake Him.
那这样看起来我们也有责任。
From this, we can see that we have responsibility.
我们的责任就是要遵照神的话来生活。
Our responsibility is to live according to the word of God.
那个爱我们的神，大有能力的神，智慧的神， 他就会带领我们进入那一块牛奶与蜜之地。The
God who loves us, who has power, and who is wise, will bring us into the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以11章开始，
Starting with chapter 11.
就在提到第三节跟第四节经
文。Verse 3 and 4. And say to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, cursed is the man who does not obey the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day I brought them out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice, and do according to all that I command you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God.
所以这第三节就第四节就讲两种啊，不听从这约，还有听从我的话，就是这两个态度。
Verse 3 and 4 talked about those who disobey this word of the covenant or those who obey God's word.
所以前面说人的道路神决定的。
Beginning, we had said earlier that it is God who determined man's way.
那下面就说不听从这个约就要受咒诅。
Then it followed by saying that those who disobey the word of the covenant shall be cursed.
可见人如果没有尽人的责任人的命运神决定就是受咒诅。
We can see that if we do not fulfill our responsibility, then God will bring curses to us.
那如果人尽人的本分，
But if we have fulfilled our basic responsibility,
神的决定就是他蒙福。
Then the decision of God is that we shall be blessed.
因此这个叫做活的神，我们跟神在生活当中怎么去互动。
This is the living God with whom we can have interaction.
所以我们的生活不能够假装没有神。
In our lives, we cannot pretend that there's no God.
我想要做怎么做就怎么做。
I can just do whatever I like or I wish.
这是不可能的。
This is not possible.
因为神在宇宙中有自然界的定理，但是也有灵界的原则。
In this natural universe, there are natural laws, and in the spiritual world, there are also spiritual principles.
那我们一定要去遵守。
We need to obey it.
那日子才能够过得好。
For our lives, to be well.
因此在十一章就提到神跟人立的约。
In chapter 11, it talks about the covenant between God and man.
守约蒙福，悖约受咒诅。
If we obey the word, we shall be blessed. If we disobey, we shall be cursed.
我们什么时候跟神立约？
When do we make this covenant with God?
我们什么时候跟神立约？
When did we make this covenant?
受洗
at baptism.
我们来翻一节这个宝血是立约的在哪里
Let's find a verse that talks about that the blood is for the covenant.
圣餐里常常念的。
We often refer to this verse during Holy Communion.
哥林多前书十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
二十五节。
Verse 25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood.
所以圣餐里那个葡萄汁经过注血，就是要提醒我们，这是主耶稣的宝血，是我们立约的血。
The cup, after being blessed,It's reminding us that this is the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那什么时候立约？在受洗的时候。
When did this covenant happen? During baptism.
主耶稣的宝血洁净我们的罪。
The precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ cleanses our sins.
在受洗的时候，他的宝血赎我们出我们自己所犯的罪。
At baptism, His blood remitted us from our sins.
所以我们是跟神立约的。
So we are.The ones with a covenant with God.
我们现在回来看十一章。
Now let's return back to Jeremiah chapter 11.
十一章十四节神告诉他不要为百姓祷告了，因为他不应心。
In chapter 11, verse 14, God said to them, "Do not pray for this people because they are hardened in their heart."
但是耶利米的心真的是很。充满着爱，还是继续为他们祷告。
But Jeremiah was filled with love in his heart for the people, so he continued to pray for them.
好，那我们先来看十三章。
Now let's turn to chapter 13.
为什么以色列百姓都会这样得罪神呢？
Why would Israel offend God this way?
十三章的第八节就提到它的根本原因。
In chapter 13, verse 8, it talks about the root.
向下扎根。 那个根就是人跟神的关系。
When we talk about taking root downward, that root is referring to the relationship between God and man.
那向上结果，在生看得见这个生活里面，就会有很多神的恩典好的表现。
Bearing fruit upward is representing the blessing of God and also the conduct of man.
那人离开神，就是他的根啊烂掉了。
When men leave God, that means the root is rotten.
那个根是怎么烂掉的
？How would the root rot?
因为它根有罪。那个最下面那一部分有罪
，because the root has sinned。
那个罪是什么
？And what is that sin？
我们看十三章的第八节。
Let's read chapter 13, verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying,
第九节。
Verse 9, there says the Lord, in this manner I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem.
第十节。
10.This evil people who refuse to hear my words, who follow the dictates of their hearts, and walk after other gods to serve them and worship them, shall be just like this sash, which is profitable for nothing.
好，第十节哈，说啊，这个以色列百姓啊，在生活中具体的恶，具体的表现就是不肯听我的话。
In verse 10, it mentioned that the people, this evil people, refuse.To hear his word.
然后按自己心里面的顽梗的心而行。
They follow the dictates of the heart.
那这个是外面的表现。
This is the deeds from the exterior.
它的根在哪里？那个罪的根在哪里
？But where is the root of the sin?
就是第九节。
In verse 9.
犹大的骄傲，耶路撒冷的大骄傲。
The pride of Judah, the great pride of Jerusalem.
所以到最后，这个罪的根源是从骄傲来的。
So the root of sin is really from pride.
那骄傲人就不会顺从。
With pride, we would not submit.
我们现在来看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书看主耶稣的谦卑。
Let's look at the humility of Christ.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第六节
Verse 6 Who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God?
第七节
7 But made himself of no reputation, taking in the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men.
第八节
8 And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death.
第五节
Even the death of the cross.
第五节
5. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
这里说我们要以基督的心为心。
Here it says, we shall have the mind of Christ as ours.
一生的果效是从心出来的。
The fruit of our life comes from the heart.
我们怎么生活是由我们心发出来的。
How we live is really from the heart.
那如果我们要活出基督的样式。
If we want to live out Christ.
我们的心需要改造有耶稣的心。
Our heart needs to be reformed to have the heart of Jesus.
那耶稣的心是什么
？What is the heart of Jesus?
第六节
，verse 6，
就这第七节说虚己。
7 says, he actually lowered himself.
他本来是神。
He was God.
住在天国。
He was in heaven.
往下降。
But he came down.
那降为人。
He became man.
他就不把自己当作跟神一样。
And he considered himself not equal with God.
这个就是谦卑了。
This is humility.
然后降再降为仆人。
Then he lowered himself further to a bond servant.
所以他可以服侍人。
Therefore, he could serve men.
所以谦卑是什么意思
？So what does it mean to be humble?
谦卑就是往下降。
To be humble means to lower oneself.
那降到什么程度？
Where do we lower ourselves to?
跟主耶稣一样，降到成为仆人。
To be like Jesus, we lower ourselves to the status of a bond servant.
那成为仆人具体的表现就是可以服侍人。
To be a servant, then we can actually serve men.
所以服侍就是谦卑的表现。
To serve then is the sign of humility.
那谦卑的第二个表现。
The second characteristic of humility.
第八节。
Verse 8.
说，存心顺服。以至于死。
He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death.
所以谦卑的表现就是顺服。
So to be humble means to be obedient.
在神面前谦卑就是我全心全力的顺服神。
To humble oneself before God means to submit oneself completely to God.
那回到十三章耶利米书的第八节。
In Jeremiah chapter 13 verse 8.
这里讲他们犹大跟耶路撒冷有骄傲，而且大骄傲。
It says here that there is the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem.
既然骄傲，就不愿意往下降。
Because of this pride, they are not willing to lower themselves.
所以先知讲的话听不下去。
The words from the prophet could not be accepted.
那既然是骄傲，所以就没有办法顺服。
Because of this pride, they could not be obedient.
所以这个就是他们到最后会被神灭掉一个最根本那个根烂掉的原因，就是骄傲。
This is the fundamental reason why their root is rotten. It is their pride.
那到底神对他们的要求是什么？
What did God really require of them?
我们看十一节。
Verse 11. For as the sash clings to the ways of a man, so I have caused the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to cling to me, says the Lord, that they may become my people for renown, for praise, and for glory, but they would not hear.
这里讲哦，你看那个腰束带哈。
Here you can look at there is the ways and the sash.
那这个腰带是附属于这个身体。
And it's actually something that you attach to the body.
所以对神来讲
，So for God,
他希望以色列百姓是附属于他的。
He really wished that the people of Israel would belong to him.
所以这里说紧贴于我。
That's why it says here that it clings to the body.
好叫他们属我为子民。
So that they may become his people.
所以我们现在这个世代哦，大家都讲自由。
In this world, we talk a lot about freedom.
其实夫妻结婚也是讲自由。
Even between a marriage, we talk a lot about freedom.
所以现在婚姻很少讲说丈夫是头。
That's why, in marriage nowadays, we really hear that the husband is the head.
妻子要顺服。
That the wife should submit.
这样很少讲，这个人不喜欢听。
We rarely hear about this because people don't like to hear about it.
但是我们跟神的关系。
But for our relationship with God,
我们是附属于神。
We actually are attaching to God.
我们不是跟神平等的。
We are not at the same level as God.
那既然我们附属于神。
Since we are secondary to Him.
这里好像带着要紧贴于神。
Then it should be like the sash here that cling to the waist.
它是为着，我们是为着神的名而活。
We are living for the name of God.
为着神的荣耀而活。
For the glory of God.
那这个带子才有作用啊，因为它是附属身体。
Then this sash has its function because it is being attached to the body.
所以人没有办法说我离开神而独立。
Man cannot say, I am going to come away from God and be independent.
离开神，人就完了。
Because after departing from God, that is the end.
所以以色列百姓为什么会像那个带子烂掉呢？因为他想要离开神独立。
And so why would the Israelites rot? It is because they were trying to be independent from God.
那在我们现在看十七章。
Now let's look at verse 17, chapter 17.
十七章。
Chapter 17.
第七节跟第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
刚刚我们提到那个根基毁坏就是里面有骄傲大骄傲。
Earlier, we talked about that the foundation is rotten because of the pride inside.
所以在外在的生活就是选择离开神拜偶像硬心不听不顺服。
So it is exhibited in worshiping idols and not being obedient to God.
那什么叫做根基稳固？
What does it mean to have firm foundation?
我们回来看十七章我们刚刚所念的。
Let's now read again chapter 17.
第七节。
Verse 7.
说依靠神以神为可靠的有福了。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord.
英文叫 trust. Trust 又叫做什么？依靠的，就是依靠。
So trust means we rely on.
那这个 trust 这个依靠是从心里的最深处对神的一种态度。
Trust is the attitude that we have from the deepest part of our heart towards God.
所以在同一个教会里面我们大家都在一起拜神。
In the same church, we all worship God together.
但是当我们每一个人把我们自己的内心再挖深一点。
But when we dig deeper into our individual heart,
我的心连在哪里？
We need to find where our heart is connected to.
这个是我们自己需要常常去自我反省。
This is something we need to self-examine.
我的心连在哪里？
Where is my heart connected to?
如果我们的心连错了地方，
If my heart is connected to the wrong place,
我们这个上面生活就没有办法改变，没有办法结果。
Then the lives above cannot bear fruit.
如果我们的心连对的地方，
If our heart is connected to the right thing,
向下扎根对的地方，
It takes root in the right place.
在生活中，你就看到生活有敬畏神、有爱神、爱人的表现。
Then in life, you can see that it is one of fearing God and of loving men.
好，那第八节，心要扎在哪里？
Verse 8 talks about where our heart should be rooted.
他像树扎于水旁。
He shall be like a tree planted by the waters.
炎热来到，并不惧怕；叶子必青翠。干旱之年，毫无挂虑，而结果不止。
And will not fear when he comes, but at least will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor cease from yielding fruit.
所以那个我们最深处的心如果常常跟神连在一起，
If our deepest heart is often connected to God,
就好像树栽在水旁，
It is like a tree that is planted by the waters.
那怎么让我们心里最深处常常跟神连在一起？
How do we have a heart be connected to God?
当然第一个就是要常常学神的话。
The first is we must learn of the word of God often.
默想神的话。
To think about the word of God.
那让神的话成为我们的心观念价值的一部分。
So that his word would become our thinking, our perspective, and our value.
那这样就是跟神连在一起，借着他的话跟神连在一起。
Then we are connected to God through his word.
那第二个就是圣灵。
The second is through the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵就是以西结书里面那个生命的活水。
Ezekiel talks about how the Holy Spirit is the living water.
那水很有力量。
And that water is powerful.
一流过去，苦的变甜的。
After it has flowed through, the bitter will become sweet.
一流过去，百物都活起来。
After it has flowed through, then all things will become alive.
一流过去，两岸的树开始发芽。
After it flows through, the trees by it.Would bear fruit.
我们现在有圣灵。
Today we have the Holy Spirit.
但是我们要追求圣灵充满。
But we must pursue after the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们常常问一个问题：到底祷告要多久
？We often ask the question, "How long should we pray?"
所以属灵不属灵，不是用祷告的时间来算。
Whether we are spiritual or not does not depend on how long we pray.
我祷告一个小时，你祷告两个小时，你比我属灵，不是这样的。
I pray for 1 hour, you pray for 2, you're more spiritual than me, that's not the case.
因为属灵不是用数字表现的。
Because spirituality cannot be measured.
那要祷告多久？
So how long should we pray?
圣经给我们一个目标。
The Bible gives us a goal.
就是要被圣灵充满。
That is, to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵充满就像很有力量，生命的活水流过我们的内心。
When we are filled by the Holy Spirit, there shall be power just like the water that flows through our heart.
本来内心充满着苦、苦毒、苦闷、苦，这个就变甜的了。
We may have had a lot of bitterness in the heart, but it will turn to sweetness.
所以英文叫做这个水被医治
The English text uses the healing of the water.
医治就本来有病嘛，现在被医了。
Healing means there was something wrong, and there was a disease with it before.
那这个圣灵一流过去，我们整个人那个灵性好像活起来。
When the Holy Spirit flows through us, our spiritual life is living again.
那圣灵一流过去，生活就结果子。
And when the Holy Spirit flows through, we bear fruit of the Holy Spirit.
扎根在水旁，就是要被活水这样充满流过我们的生命，内心最深处。
To take root by the waters means that we allow for the Holy Spirit to flow through us to the deepest part.
那再来就是神的爱。
The next is the love of God.
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
The Holy Spirit pours out the love of God onto our heart.
那这样跟神很深入的扎根。
If we are able to take root with God deeply this way,
干旱炎热来到，我们不会改变。
Then even when the drought comes, we shall not be changed.
好像保罗在监牢里面能够写喜乐的书信。
Just like how Paul was able to write the epistles of joy in prison.
所以当我们看到耶利米书这个以色列百姓的硬心。
And we can see the hardened heart of the Israel.
就是提醒我们要把心里面那个根烂掉的原因拿掉。
It's reminding us that we must take out the rotten root in us.
就是骄傲。
Which is pride.
然后要扎在溪水旁。
And then we need to take root by the waters.
扎在他的道理里面。
We need to be rooted in the word.
扎在他的灵里面。
To be rooted in the spirit.
扎在他的爱里面。
To be rooted in the love.
我们的生命就会更新。
Then our lives shall be renewed.
我们的生活就会变化。
And our lives shall be changed.
我们就能得神喜欢，荣耀神的名。
And we shall please God and glorify His name.
这样生命就有价值。
Then our life will be one of value.
生活就很有意义。
And we shall have meaning in life.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.